We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. How are you guys? All right, let's see. This time tomorrow morning, we will probably see some light snow in the area. We're going to get a wintry mix, but the good news is, I mean, they're saying no more than 2 inches. It's going to be done by late tomorrow. So I'm liking this winter so far. You know, just that one storm.
Hey, listen, if we can get one big storm, get
Which
it out of the way,
right,
and just a little bit here and there, I think we're all good with that. We would sign up for that every
winter. Yeah.
Although this week, temperature-wise, at least we had some 40-degree days like the last 2 weeks. This week doesn't bode well for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to be like in the 30s. It's going to be cold. But hey, we got something that can warm you up, a $50 gift card.
Hot tea for the throat?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Yes, I do hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you okay?
I have no voice today. I don't know what it is. I was screaming at the TV over the weekend.
With the football, you mean?
With the football. Because I did put down a bet. Now, I did win a little bit. The Chiefs, I had actually getting upset in that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not like you.
Yeah, I know. I just had a feeling. I thought Buffalo was going to pull it out and be the big upset. Turned out to be the other way around. Tampa Bay had the big upset over Green Bay. So,
were you also smoking cigars?
That's what it is. You know what it is. All right. 7:30 Beat the Beat. We have a $50 gift card you can win to Fogo de Chao. 8:15, it's the IQ. Nobody got it on Friday. $202. Three out of four of us have never done this. Well, again, we'll play that at 8:15. And then at 3:05, I'm going to have a very special code word for you because Mark Shepard is on vacation.
Right. Oh, God. This is the week he's going to be here in the afternoon as well.
I'm going to hear all day.
And listen to your voice.
So what
is going on?
Well, I'm going to do the morning show, rest my voice up, and then I'm going to be coming back for the afternoon for Mark.
Oh, poor Bill.
You know what I mean? It's all right. It's okay. Hey, I got that code word everyone wants to hear at 3:05 to win an Apple
iPad. Don't forget
iPad.
To say it.
That's right. You got to say that code. I will say it. Of you to remind me. And the Be Up Club, Jen and Ryan and myself are going to hop on over to that right now. Join us if you can on our page at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
With those Bernie Sanders memes continuing just nonstop over the weekend, I don't know, perhaps you're tempted now to get some of those gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. So the woman who made the gloves from a sweater is making more and selling them on eBay with the money going to charities in Vermont.
Isn't that
cool?
Yeah.
And then Bernie himself is being a really good sport about this. He had sweatshirts made with him and the gloves in the chair on the front, and already they are sold out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And again, proceeds going to charities.
I love that. I think my favorite, I mean, there's so many.
So many.
My favorite has to be the one where he's sitting on a Philly street, it's shoveled out, and he's saving a parking spot.
I saw that one.
That's a great
hilarious
one.
There's so many.
I
love the Gritty one where he's just sitting there with Gritty and they're just both staring. Gritty's staring into the camera.
Yes.
Then there's the Girl Scout cookie one where he's behind the table. So there's so many of those funny memes. Will we ever get sick of them?
I don't know. They're pretty good.
I mean, it's got a lot of life left to it, I think.
You saw the one I posted of him sitting on the Nittany Lion?
I did. I like that one, too. Yeah, so many to choose from. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, now that Super Bowl 55 is set between Tampa and Kansas City, we want to know who you guys are going to be rooting for. Now, that might sound like an obvious question. However, maybe your, I don't want to use the word hatred, maybe your dislike of Tom Brady was simply because he played for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you actually like him now and you hope he wins.
Yeah.
This, by the way, will be his 10th Super Bowl appearance.
It's crazy.
Or if you're like me and the Eagles can't be in it, then, you know, you hope that Andy Reid's team wins it.
Yeah, the storylines are great for the game. No question about it. Now, let me be clear. I am rooting for Andy Reid again.
Yes.
I would love for him to go back-to-back after all those years of never winning a Super Bowl. To win it back-to-back would be incredible. However, there is a small part of me that is kind of loving the idea of Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
That's
to do it on his own the first year, to take this team that didn't even make the playoffs last year.
That's what I'm saying. Was it a Patriots thing, or is it now this whole new entity of Brady that might be worth supporting?
Right, because a lot of fans, a lot of Eagles fans, don't like Bill Belichick because he cheats and all that. So there's that.
Right.
And then, of course, they didn't like Tom because Tom was Mr. Perfect. But now that that relationship is no longer there.
He's still Mr. Perfect.
Well, he is still Mr. Perfect. There's no question. But who are you guys rooting for? You know what I mean? Do you, like Jen said, do you still have that disdain for the Patriots?
Dislike. I think I said dislike.
We'll say dislike, all right, for the Patriots and for Tom Brady because he was associated with them. Or do you want to see him pull this thing off? Or are you rooting for Andy Reid? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Okay, now that Super Bowl 55 is all set with the participants, who you gonna root for? Andy Reid and the Chiefs or Tom Brady and the Bucks? Now, while I love the Brady storyline, I do as a football fan, I think it's incredible what he's done. I'm going with Big Red.
No, me too. If the Eagles aren't in it and Andy Reid is, like, he'll always have, you know, my support. I do love Patrick Mahomes, though. But Joe from Bryn Mawr, who are you rooting for?
The GOAT. Tom Brady's been my quarterback from day one. The Patriots love Brady, and he's going to do it.
Wow.
But all right.
Do like Mahomes. Mahomes is my next quarterback.
Okay.
It's going to be a good Super Bowl. I got to go with the GOAT.
All right, Joe.
All right, see you guys.
Wow, right off the bat, we got a Tom Brady fan. What about you? Who are you going to be rooting for in Super Bowl 55? Is it going to be the Chiefs with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, or will it be the Bucks with Tom Brady? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. I don't care.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, happy Monday. Yeah, the Super Bowl matchup all set. It is Andy Reid's Chiefs versus Tom Brady's Buccaneers. But who are you rooting for? I'm going with Big Red and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I have to.
I will too. He'll always have my support if the Eagles aren't in it, obviously. Yeah. But what about you, Pat? Who are you going to root for in the big game?
I'm rooting for the Chiefs because I actually like Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. I do too, Pat. I just adore him. And I have to say, I was upset that he played this weekend because of that whole concussion thing. Mm-hmm. But I guess he passed protocol.
Yeah, and he looked good. All right. But do you still have a dislike for Tom Brady, Pat?
Kind of, but my husband does not now that he left the Patriots. So
yeah, that's what I was wondering, if people now can be fans of Brady because he's not associated, you know, with New England.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Ellen, who are you going to root for?
I go with Andy Reid because even though Tom Brady is not with the Patriots anymore, I feel like he turned his back on Nick Foles when we had our Super Bowl. So I still don't like Tom Brady.
That's right. In fact, it recently, I think, when the Bears played the Buccaneers, he didn't shake Foles' hand again. Are you still mad at Nick?
There you go. So I still like Andy. Andy's my guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Andy.
You know, but I'm so glad you brought that up because I totally forgot that he was so rude to Nick Foles.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
He was snubby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really rude to Nick Foles.
That's right.
We'll go with Andy.
Big Red, take care.
Good talking to you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so the Super Bowl matchup is all set. It's Reid and the Chiefs versus Brady and the Bucks. Who are you rooting for? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, we've been talking about who we're going to be rooting for in Super Bowl 55 now that it is set between Andy Reid and the Chiefs and Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And I think, Bill and I both want Kansas City to win again this year. No question.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's just such a tie there with Andy and the city, obviously. Nobody wants to see Brady win. Win another one.
The man's got enough.
He does. He's got enough.
Patrick Mahomes is so adorable.
You know, and Mahomes should be going for his third straight Super Bowl. He should be, because 2 years ago,
his team, his Chiefs, lost to Tom Brady and the Patriots in the AFC title game. But if it wasn't for some stupid penalty by the Chiefs.
It's so funny that you remember this one play.
Well, I had money on the game. You know I am with money. But this is kind of weird. You know what today is? This is so weird to think. 40 years ago today, on this day, the Eagles played in the Super Bowl with Dick Vermeil as the head coach. Lost to the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
January 25th, 1981. That's when the Super Bowl used to be played.
Yes.
In January. All those
40 years ago.
40 years ago.
It was 1981.
Oh, this was like a few years before I was even born. Yeah, but okay, I do see some of the old footage of it.
Ooh.
Were you vetting colleges in 81?
Bill, I swear to God.
All right. We're going to move on.
Bill and I are the same age.
And that's why you look lovely in your age. You know you do.
This has nothing to do with what we're talking
about. All right, let's move on. We're going to go play Beat the Bee very soon.
He hates it when I say
very, very soon when you out me like that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful prize. If you love steak, if you love meat, a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao. How
nice.
About that? I think I have a fun category picked out for us, too, for Beat the Bee. It's coming up at 7:30. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, it is 7:28 right now. Time to play Beat the Bee. And this is how that game works. You guys, you're betting on me. So it's a yes or no question for you. Will I, yes or no, correctly be able to answer Bill's trivia questions?
And in honor of the Super Bowl participants, Reeds and Brady's. Reeds and Brady's, famous Reeds and Brady's, many of them. So that's the category. Questions regarding them because of obviously Tom Brady and Andy Reid.
Very,
that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Very nice prize you're playing for this morning. Mm-hmm. It is a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao, courtesy of the Center City District. Support Philly restaurants by ordering takeout, and you can learn more at supportphillyrestaurants.com. So if you would like to play Beat the Bee, give us a call. We're going to take caller number 10.
888-333-B101. Yep, caller 10 gets to play Beat the Bee. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. We have a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao, courtesy of the Center City District. This morning, we're playing with Joe from Lansdowne. He was caller number 10.
All righty, Joe. It is five questions for Jen Ryan. The category today, famous Reeds and Brady's, in honor of Andy and KC and Tom and the Tampa Bay team. Now, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right? And you're going to win. Let's see how you're going to do. Joe, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question one, Jen. Tom Brady and Andy Reid have faced each other before in the big game. When Andy coached the Birds in 2005 and Brady was with the Patriots, who was the Birds' quarterback in the big game? Joe, will she know that?
I think she will.
Who was it? He threw up in the huddle. He had a nervous stomach. He was with the Eagles for a number of years. Who was that quarterback?
What year is this?
2005.
Oh, Bill, I don't know. Would that have been Donovan McNabb?
It was.
Okay,
he puked
good.
In the huddle.
Oh,
word has it. Yes. Good job, Joe. You're on the board.
I just about threw up in the huddle here.
All right, that's okay. That's a long time ago. You're on the board. Good job, Joe. Question two, Jen. Tara Reid, no relation to Andy Reid, even though they spell it the same way, starred in all those American Pie films.
Yes.
Remember those? But
yes.
She also starred in The Big Lebowski. What was her character's name? Was it Bunny or Betty? Bunny or Betty? Joe, will she know that?
I'll say she will.
All right.
I do, Joe. It's Bunny.
It is Bunny.
Yes.
We are going for the clean sweep here, Joe. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, question three. Ironically, actor Robert Reed played Mr. Brady
that
on the Brady
so
Bunch.
That is so weird. You're right.
Think about that. But can you remember Mr. Brady's first name? What was it? It's all those years ago. Joe, will she know that?
I'll say she won't.
Oh, see, I think it was Carol and Mike Brady. I think it was Mike.
That's right. It was Mike Brady. That's okay. Joe, plenty of chances to win. I'm surprised you bet against Jen on that. It was her favorite,
my fault there.
Her favorite show as a teenager.
No, I swear to God.
Question four. Legendary music producer L.A. Reid had a very talented partner, and together they formed LaFace Records. LaFace Records. Can you name that famous partner? He's a singer as well and a producer. Joe, will she know that?
Well, I bet against her before. I'm not going to do it again. I'll say she will.
Who was it? They were a famous partnership. It was L.A. Reid and who?
Give me a song the other person sang.
If I could Change the world. Don't know it?
I truly don't know it.
Babyface. Babyface and L.A. Reid. Boy, Joe, it all come from going from the clean sweep to coming down to the last question. Here we go.
Listen, Joe, if you don't know it, chances are I don't either. Did you know it was Babyface? No.
She's getting heated, no. Joe.
Right.
All right. Here we go. Question five. Jen, comedian Wayne Brady got his big break on what improv TV show? Joe, will she know that?
I will say she will.
Yes, Joe, I do. Whose line is it anyway?
That is correct. Woo! Sweating bullets on a Monday morning, Joe, but you did good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're all welcome. Right. You got a $50 gift card to Fogo de Chao, courtesy of the Center City District. Enjoy. Get your meat sweats
on. Get the meat sweats on.
That's right.
All right, Joe, hang on. We'll get all your information, okay?
You got it.
Exhausting. All right, make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, with all those Bernie Sanders memes continuing just nonstop over the weekend, who knows? Perhaps you're tempted now to get some of those gloves.
Yeah. The woman who made the gloves from a sweater is making more and then selling them on eBay with all that money going to charities in Vermont, various charities, nice, which I think is fantastic. And then Bernie himself is being a really great sport about this. He had sweatshirts made with him and the gloves in the chair on the front. And already those are sold out. And again, proceeds going to various charities.
That's awesome. I mean, there's so many to choose from. If you wanted to pick your favorite, mine's got to be the one where he's sitting on that Philly street. It's shoveled out, saving the parking
you
spot.
You sent that one to me.
That
and
was just
I absolutely
classic.
Loved it. I think my favorite, it's just because of the look on Gritty's face, is the one with him and Gritty.
Yeah.
It's just Gritty had this, he always has the best expressions, if you will. So that was my fave. But we all have ours. And not getting sick of them yet. By the way, 202 for the IQ this morning. We're going to play at 8:15. Make sure you are listening. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
And we have $202 for the IQ this morning. Here it is. Three out of four of us have never done this. We were just laughing on the air. We had a good chuckle.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Friday's wrong guesses were traveled outside of our home state, kissed under the mistletoe, used telehealth, and changed a tire. So those are the wrong guesses we've had so far, and we'd love to hear what you thought about over the weekend. So give us a call right now with your guesses. $202 if you guess it right, and our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
Okay, it's $202 for the impossible question this morning. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Troy, hi, what is your guess?
Is it drive a manual transmission?
I learned on a stick shift.
Me too. Troy, how about yourself? Are you good with the stick shift?
I haven't driven one in a while, but I did have one for quite a few years.
Yeah. I think it's like riding a bike. When you learn, you never forget.
Yeah. First car I had, I burned out that clutch really fast. I'll tell you that much, Troy, but not the right guess.
Oh, well.
All right, keep calling then with your guesses. Again, three out of four of us have never done this, and we have $202 in the jackpot. Our number, 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, guys, it's $202 for the IQ this morning. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Hey, Barb, good morning. What is your guess?
Vote for the winning president.
Oh, well, I'm not going to ask you who you voted for,
right?
But that's not it. No, sorry.
But good try, Barb.
Great, thank you.
All right, Erica, three out of four of us have never done this. What's your answer?
Buy a lottery ticket.
Now, how much money did you invest into the recent lotteries? Those two huge jackpots. Was it a lot?
Not too much, but I did.
Yeah, same here. Jen and I had our little pool going. We had, I mean, not a huge amount, but I'd say, what, $10 each week?
Each for like two straight weeks, maybe even three. Yeah, I mean, I feel broke. And by the way, that winner, that billion-dollar winner of the Mega Millions has yet to come forward.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope they know they have that ticket.
They have a year to do it, right?
Erica, great guess, but it's not by a lottery ticket. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Lauren, how about you? What is your guess?
Play a musical instrument or learn to play a musical instrument.
That's really good. How about you as a kid? Did you play anything?
Yes, a violin.
The violin?
And do you still play?
Yeah, are you any good?
No, well, I used to be. I was first cheer at one point, but then when I went to college, all the Albright had was a band. You don't see a violin walking down with a marching band, so I stopped.
Well, Lauren, you know, maybe it's something you pick back up. I mean, it's how your first chair. That's amazing.
At one point.
I dabbled in the flute a little here and there.
Well, I played the fourth grade recorder because we had to in fourth grade. And I did take piano lessons, but playing a musical instrument is not what we're looking for. But listen, Bill had a good idea, Lauren. Now that we're quarantining and whatnot, pick up the violin again.
That's right. A little serenade.
I should. I still have it.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, have a great day, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. No one got it today. You know what that means. We are going to add another $101 to the jackpot tomorrow morning at 8:15. We'll be up to $303. Once again, think of a guess. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Yeah, good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it entertainment-wise. And what an entertaining Super Bowl number 55 is going to be. All right, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs versus Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in Tampa. First time ever a big game is being played in a home team stadium, so that's kind of cool. The weekend, as I'm sure you know, will be the halftime performer, although this was just announced yesterday. So Miley Cyrus is headlining the TikTok tailgate before the game, and she will have 7,500 special guests attending her pregame show. They are going to be already vaccinated healthcare workers, and those people will also be in the stands. They get to watch the game for free. Like, that's how the NFL is honoring them, which is really nice. And Miley's show, you can watch it, going to air on CBS and also on TikTok.
I love that. That's really cool. Several big-name celebs got excited when we saw this for SNL for the very first time this year. So when the show returns this coming weekend, John Krasinski will host with a musical guest, your favorite, Jen, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, you know me. I'm all over him.
I do love that one song. You probably never heard it because I know you're not a huge fan, but he has a song called My Bloody Valentine. It's actually really, it's a rock song. It's really, really good. So he'll host. Then February 6th, the day before the Super Bowl, S. Creek, I can't say it, but S. Creek star and creator, the wonderful Dan Levy, will make his big debut hosting.
David.
It's going to be amazing. Going to tape that for sure. And then the following week, Regina King will make her debut. Love her as well. And then there's yet another TV show, guys. It's being rebooted this year, but it's a show, honestly, that should have never been off the air for all the great work it's done. Fox is reviving America's Most Wanted.
Yes, I heard that, and I was so glad.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an Emmy-winning journalist and former ABC News anchor. Remember Elizabeth Vargas? She will host. The original host, of course, was John Walsh for all those years.
You
know, and I looked it up. I mean, John Walsh, still a capable guy of doing. He's 75 years old, though. So, I mean, he did do it for 25 years, that show.
With passion, obviously his son was one of the kids taken.
And if you look, and when I mentioned all the work, all the good work that show did, almost 1,200 criminals convicted directly as a result of that
show. I'm glad it's coming back.
So, yeah, that is a great reboot for sure. With Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, if there is such thing as a happy Monday, we are certainly wishing it to you and also to our top fan of the day today, Laura Caracappa. Laura is from Norristown. She's a top fan because she liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. She's very active with us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She's very funny, too. I really like her. And she listens to the B all the time. So, Laura, it's your special day.
Absolutely. You're going to get plenty of shout-outs today, Laura. A lot of social media love, too. And, of course, our friends over at Acme sponsor Top Fan. And guess what? Your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. You have to register online to win it at B101Philly.com.
You know, of course. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Monday. And it is sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies. And, you know, with all those Bernie Sanders memes just continuing nonstop over the weekend, I don't know, perhaps you're tempted now to get some of those very warm gloves.
Yep. The woman who made the gloves from a sweater is making more and then selling them on eBay with the money going to charities in Vermont. Isn't that great? And then Bernie himself is being a very good sport about this. He had sweatshirts made with him and the gloves in the chair on the front. And already they are sold out with, again, proceeds going to various charities.
That is fantastic. My favorite, I mean, there's so many, but if I had to pick, my favorite has got to be the one where Bernie is sitting on a Philly street, a snowy street, but his spot is shoveled out. He's saving a parking spot.
That is classic. That is the best. I do love the one where he's sitting with Gritty and they're just staring into the camera. That was probably my favorite. We all have ours, and it's something to be positive about. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.